أليس نماس وسوس بتير في بارنجتريس أليس نماس لأنه ليس لنا معين في شدائدنا وضيقتنا سواك. May God word it, I pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Εφλόγισον εσμοερνή πάμασι μάριν και πέχμοτεν περισταν ελσός εν νότι πεν σωτήρις ως πι εχαρέστος δράζιν εγώνα βερβόησιν εφαρευσόπτεν ερ αυτιάς ερν αυτήτων Αυτήν χαρέτον ουσάι εν σοφόν. Μάριν τροχοπούς εν τεφαρή έρον χυμπάις αφάνομ νελοτήρον τε επόν χεν χειρήν εν γιβήν επί παντο καρατό. Ρεψόι σε πενότη.
Πώς αρε εξάστη.
Εφνή λεψόις ευνότη πι παντο κράτορ ευιώτεν πεντζάς ούα πεννότη ούα πιεν σωτήρις ως πια Χριστός. We thank you for every condition concerning every condition for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself. Spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept this supplication and prayers of His Son, that which is good on our behalf at all time. And forgive our sins.
Lord have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of man. And kind, grant us to complete this holy day in all the days of our life, in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rise of enemies hidden, and manifest, take them away from us, and from all your people, and from this holy church that is yours. Amma الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوة العدو.
Serene Maria.
Schliele Flogison.
Epi Prosef Gistas.
Esmo erine Pagasi.
Et omnemati.
Let us, God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, as all of your servants have fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren.
Pray for our fathers and their brethren who have fallen asleep, and repose in the face of Christ since the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Archbishop, our fathers, the bishops, our fathers, the Higmans, our fathers, the brethren, the priests and the brethren, the deacons, our fathers, monks and our fathers, the laymen, and for the full repose of Christ, that Christ, to God, may repose in their souls in the paradise of joy, and we do accord mercy unto us and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Graciously, O Lord, upon all their souls, in the bottom of our holy father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, sustain them in the green pasture beside still water in the paradise of joy. That place out of which grief, sorrow, and grinning have fled away in the light of your saints. Raise up their bodies also on the day which you have appointed according to your true promise, which are without lie. Grant them the good things of your promises, that which an eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have come upon the heart of man. ما أعدته يا الله لما باسمك القدوس لأنه لا يكون موتا لعبين بل هو انتقال وإن كان الحكام تواني وتفريد كبشر وقد لبسوا جسدا وسكنوا في هذا العالم فأنت كصالح ومحب البشر اللهم تفضل عبينك المسيحيين الأرثوذكسيين الذين في المسكونة كلها من مشارق الشمس إلى مغاربها ومن الشمال إلى الجنوب كل واحد باسمي وكل واحد باسمها يا رب نيحهم واغفر لهم فإنه ليس أحد طائرا من دنس لو كانت حياته يوما واحدا على الأرض أم هم يا رب الذين خسوا نفوسهم فنيحهم ولستعكم ملكوت السماوات And for us all, grant us our Christian perfection that will be pleasing to you and give them and us a share and an inheritance with the holy your saints.
Lord have mercy. Grace according to our Lord to keep us in the night without sin. Exceeding blessed and glorified in your name, O Lord, upon us, everyone waiting upon you, for you give them the fruit season.
Hear us, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the regions of the earth, and you, O Lord, keep us safe from this generation forever. Amen. Bless you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Bless you, O Lord, make me to understand your commandments. Bless you, O Lord, enlighten me with your righteousness. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Despise not, O Lord, the works of your hands. You have been my refuge from generation to generation. I asked the Lord and said, Have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Lord, I have fled unto you. Save me, teach me your will, for you are my God. And with you is the fountain of life, and your light shall we see light. Let you in mercy come unto those who know you, and righteously upright in heart. To you belongs blessing, to you belongs praise, to you belongs glory. O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, existing from the beginning, now, and forever and ever. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises unto your name, O Most High, to show forth your mercy every morning and your righteousness every night. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, born the Virgin, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, crucified for us, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, rose in the ascended of the heavens, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit sick people, heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls. O you without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplications. For yours the glory, dominion, and triple holiness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen.
Be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Lift up our prayers to your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins.
Share the us missing and in boin in taiv me be Christos ben notithi parthenos esueb.
Ask the Lord on our behalf that he may mercy in our souls and forgive us our sins.
Ti parthenos Maria, ti theotokos esueb te brostatis et denoten te genos en te timetromi.
Intercede on our behalf before Christ, whom you bore, that he may forgive us our sins.
Parthenos theoro emmi en elisi ishereb shosho en te bengenok ari vonain in emme.
Christ,
that he may forgive us our sins.
As David has said in the book of Psalms, the queen stood at your right hand, O King.
Solomon moti eros chem bigu en te bigu jita sonio wanta eshvirit abulis em mi eros elim.
For he has given a symbol of her and many high names, saying, come out of your garden, O choicest aroma.
Sherene oti barthenos yora emin alisini sherep shoshante bengenosani nemmano ien.
We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Michael barchunani peowi enthophonet oien shorpcheni tanksis en angelikon evshem shem biem soem evshois.
God sends unto us his mercy and compassion through the supplications of Michael, the great archangel.
Shavgo kevon chebev karbos hitenen toven Michael shen tofet chen techon evnoti efti hu eri egon.
All good honor and every perfect gift comes to us from on high, from the Father of light.
Mare nos ententeon tenos tentedreas es uebeto enum othios es mine volshaene.
Intercede on our behalf, O holy archangel Michael, head of the heavenly, that he may forgive us our sins.
Amarcos be apostolos, O be evangelistis, be methrechani, em covente, pimonoganis en noti.
You have come and enlightened us through your gospel and taught us the Father and the
ken tenevon cheneb kakie chone bioinem mi aktimoinem bioiken tebon chetabie besitevon chened ve.
All the tribes of the earth were blessed through you, and your words have reached the ends of the world.
Sheren akobi martiron sheren bi evangelestis sheren bi apostolos Marcos bi theoremos.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O beholder of God the evangelist, Saint Mark the apostle, that he may forgive us our sins.
Sheren akobi martiros sheren bepshoin engeneo sheren bi aslovo.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O prize bearer and martyrs.
Share na kobi martiros, share bepshoin engeneo, share bias novoros, avaminente nivayat.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O prize bearer and martyr, Saint Avamina, that he may forgive us our sins.
Share beniot Antonios, bichem sentetimet munachos, share beniot avabavli.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O my lords and fathers who love their children, Abba Anthony and Abba Paul, that he may forgive us our sins.
Tove mebshoin serie gom beniotis uab matriarchis baba abba kirellos bim. Bon shomi ento arison seconda la tetsho sieta le kinchi to tenem sho sin tirenti feoto cose to embar seno sensioni ben.
Ask of him whom you have borne, our God, Savior, to take away our trouble and grant us his peace.
Shem salamu laki ayatuha al-adra al-malik al-haqiqi al-haqqa niya salamu lafakhri jinsina walati lana imanu.
Salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us in Pontius Pilate, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens, he sits on the hand of his Father, and he's coming again, he's going to judge in the dead, whose kingdom shall no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and Son's worship and glorified. One holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess and baptize the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the age to come. Amen.
Oh. Ari Heron, Ari Voithin Eron.
Amen.
Oni em begon tevon ha. And
meios iesti in opa direc salem siente e pente miontos in eporane tot neve mato dimenos iesti in opa direc Sin
Shen so be mine von chen bei pten stena es mo eben krane pshoi sem bi hepte I remember your name I was يسوع المسيح إلينا الحقيقي الذي أتى من أجل خلصنا متجسدا وقلب حزننا وكل ضيقنا إلى فرح قلب واتى للكل ونصر التهليل قائلين السلام لك يا مريم أم عمانوئيل السلام لك يا مريم خلاص نوح السلام لك يا مريم غير الدنسة هادئة
Hail to you Mary the grace of Abraham Hail to you Mary the unfading crown Hail to you Mary the redemption of Saint Isaac Hail to you, Mary, the mother of the holy.
As-salamu lak ya Maryam, tani li'aqub. As-salamu lak ya Maryam, rabawat mudafa. As-salamu lak Maryam, fakhri Yahud. As-salamu lak ya Maryam, ummi Sayyid.
Hail to you, Mary, the preaching of Moses. Hail to you, Mary, the mother of the Master. Hail to you, Mary, the honor of Samuel. Hail to you, Mary, the pride of Israel.
As-salamu lak ya Maryam, tabat ayyub al-bar. As-salamu lak ya Maryam, ila hagar al-kareem. As-salamu lak ya Maryam, ummi
سلامك يا مريم ابنة الملك داود.
Hail to you Mary the friend of Solomon. Hail to you Mary the exaltation of the righteous. Hail to you Mary the redemption of Isaiah. Hail to you, Mary, the healing of Jeremiah.
As-salamu laki ya Maryam, ilmi
hafiyan. As-salamu laki ya Maryam, ni'mat daniya. As-salamu laki ya Maryam, quwwat iliya. As-salamu laki ya Maryam, ni'mat elisha.
Hail to you, Mary, the Mother of God. Hail to you, Mary, the Mother of Jesus Christ. Hail to you, Mary, the beautiful love. Hail to you, Mary, the Mother of the Son of God. You are truly exalted more than the rod of Aaron, O full of grace.
What is the rod but Mary? For it is the symbol of her virginity. Habalat wa waladat bighayri mubara. بصلواتها وشفاعتها افتح لنا يا رب باب الكنيسة.
Bye. Before the day. صلوات قبل أبا إبراهيم حكمة خفية وزارت احتر فيها كل فهيم لينبوع إسحاق مر والزرع المسمير سلام لفجر مشرق أشرق في عالم مغفر
أبونا جوانديك أب الله the blessing through the comfort of all people to her the curse was removed hail to the famous field with a gem in its midst Joseph found it so pure surpassing all treasures
يا حقنا نقيا مبرور وفي وسط خالق لا يرى سيار المشجوم مبرور لو العظمة قدرة السلام لسفينة نوح والنجمة البدرية إشراقك فجرية لوح نور لكل بارية باقي يا من سرك متعالي عجيم ورهيب احتر عالي فامرك بل وعالي كل نجم مبهج نورك فيني يضيء على اهل الظلمة عبدك ابليس اهوى سيروا منها للنقمة
I am still bound by temptation.
يا رجاء من خاب رجاء أم وعرش وعذراء عبد إنك أترجى لا يحسبني من الرا تأخرت في المتجر فخبت مني التجر جيت في الحادي عشر راجي أمضي الأجرة كفة المسيحيين أجمع يكونوا بسلام وشفعتك طالبين يا شفيع في الأنام تفسير اسمك في أفواه كل المؤمنين الكل يقولوا إلى العذراء مريم أعنا أجمعين السلام لك يا ميخائيل يا رئيس جند السماوات ملك السلام للخادم رب القوات ألبسك حلة وإجلي شرفك بعلى الدرجات وسمك ميخائيل تفسير عظيم قوات
filled you with wisdom and mercy and gave you the trumpet of a day of judgment. God filled you with strength and gave you the sword of fire. He gave you strength and victory full of God's great power.
صارعت سطانا إل من أعلى مرتبة أسكنت وطن الويل وإلى الأرض رحت جعلت الجحيم منوى وعسكر قدامه وضعام النار جوا ولا تمحي إجرامه
His leadership and status your soldiers secured you sat on his throne which your angels adored All Satan's soldiers are terrified of your name when
مدبر كل الجهات يا ولي سر النعمة يا رئيس كل السماوات صنعت عجايب شتى مع البر دورتيوس ومراته ساو بيستا وأفومية ورشت الخص
Hail to you Michael through whose intercessions you made the poor man rich who sought your compassion all of my bones cry out night and day and all the days of my life I say help me O Michael
السلام لك يا ميخائيل يا صاحب الست الفاخر يا معظم بالتمجيل ذو العجب الباير سلام لك يا ميخائيل يا خادم سر الثالوث بالتسابيح
Hail to you, O Michael, O helper of the poor, the strength of the weak, the intercessor of every soul. Hail to you, O Michael, maker the wonders among all the Christians.
السلام لك يا ميخائيل يا شافع في المخلوقات الطالب عني يا النيل والزرع والعرض تأثير اسمك في أفواه كل المؤمنين الكل يقولون يا إله ملك معي أعنا
Yeah.
نسلم إلى الذي خاطب تلاميذ القديسين وسعت المكرمين قائلا إن أنبياء وأبرارا كثيرين اجتمعوا يرى من أنتم ترون لم يرى ليسمع وأنتم تسمعون لم يسمعوا أما أنتم فطوبى لعيونكم لأنها تبصر لأذانكم لأنها تسمع May we be worthy to in and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of you, saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, those abiding us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord. Lord, thy God, those who have already fallen asleep, upon them those who are sick, heal them. For you are the love of us, all the salvation of us, all the hope of us, all the healing of us, all and the resurrection and of us.
Stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessings
be with us.
Et ang pi auna shine pi ofa penoti pi.
Usai se kere ye.
Yeah.
From the Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. To him is glory forever. Amen. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do these things that please him. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one Father God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So, we have a series during the last few days, the last 2 days in the revival, and we talked about the seven churches in the Revelation book. And the second one, the third one should be today's Pergamos. The church of Ephesus is what's considered very doctrinally. But the problem, they lost the first love. The church of Smyrna, like yesterday Abuna said, Abuna Musa, he said, like a suffering church. And the third church today is a church of Pergamos, a church of compromising. Always compromise. And we will see what it exactly. To have a figure about the three churches like today, if we talk about Ephesus, it's like a New York City. If we talk about Smyrna, it's like Chicago. If we talk about Pergamos, we talk about Washington, D.C. Small city, but a capital. A small city, and it's also too, it was a seat of Satan. A lot of sin inside. Satan often has two tactics. First of all, how to fight against the church, and using the first one is persecution. So we persecute, or he persecutes the church, and try to find a way to keep the church away from this church, from God. But the problem that he found that the church come back again and very strong. So that Satan tried to choose another fight, another war, to be compromised, like the deceit. Try to change his tactics. He tried to seduce the church and said like that. First of all, try to give the church different teachings and wrong teachings. And from outside, for example, we see like, yeah, for sure, we have to be like all the world. We have to be like a modern church. And this is the first deceit that we have. It's coming from Satan. And we are compromising church. For example, guys, we have to leave, for example, our heretics in the church. What do you mean about Coptic church? We are now in America, in North America, and we have to change all of that. And we see like this is the first step. We have to compromise. We have to be like open-minded. This is a change. And we see now where are the Catholic Church? And where are now the other churches? If I call our church. And he said like that in James. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. That's why this is what we will see, how Satan with Pergamos church tried to, first of all, start by plan A, which is persecution, and after that change his plan to go to plan B, which is to deceive the church and to be a compromised church. Let's go the first of all. Christ's commission. And the angel of the church in Pergamon writes, the words of him who has the sharp two-edged sword. First of all, to know what happened, it's the beginning, it was the persecution. And after the persecution, there is like the church in Pergamos was very strong. And after that, when Satan changed his mind and changed his plan to go to plan B, so he tried to deceive the church and to use another teachings and, for example, say to the church, for example, if you go to sin, it will be not be a sin. God is mercy. So go away, go and like do a sin. It's not a sin like that. So that's why the church was very like weak at this moment. So God tried to send the first message. The first message to this church is the words of him who has a sharp two-edged sword. As if God tried to say to the church, I know that you are weak. Only my word will be your sword. I have nothing to fight. When I feel very weak, when I feel I have nothing in my, I have no power, it's powerless. So I have no power. So what I have to do, I have to take the word of God in my hands. I have to go and pray. I have to go and read the gospel, the Bible. This is the word of God when he said the words of him who has a sharp two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thought and intentions of the heart. Ephesians 6:17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We know now why the first letter or the first sentence or the first verse that Jesus Christ sent it to the bishop, the angel of our church, Pergamos, said the sword of God, the word of God, the sword with two edges. This is the word of God. So as if he's trying to say, I am your sword. If you wanted to fight, fight by you, the word of God. Let's go back to Jesus Christ when he was in temptation. After 40 days, he was very hungry. So Satan came to Jesus and said, you are hungry, you have to eat. Change now this rock. If you are God, you can do that. As a human, Jesus Christ was very weak as a human. But how he tried to defeat Satan. He came, he brought a verse from the Bible and said, what it's written. That's why he could defeat Satan. The second part was Christ's commendation. I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, yet you hold fast my name, and you did not deny my faith, even the day of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. Ephesus, the church of Ephesus was, declared when Jesus Christ, he said, I know your work. When church of Smyrna, he said, I know your affliction and your poverty. And church of Pergamos, he started by, I know where you live. As if exactly Jesus Christ said to us now, I know where you live. This is our church now in this life. Go outside, see where we are now in this world. But we see now that as if Jesus Christ sent to us, not to the bishop or to the priest or not to the deacons. No, everyone, I know where you live. And it's hard. When I'm preparing, they said like that. This city of Pergamos was a center of a satanic activity of Asia. A center of satanic activity of Asia. But he said like that, I know where you live, and you held faster the faith. Like that, yeah, I know that you keep the faith of Christ inside your heart. When there is a martyr named Antipas, during the persecution period, you were very, very strong. And when we opened the Synaxarian, and we opened that, and we read all the stories, oh yeah, our church was very strong. And where we are now? Yeah, that's why Jesus Christ sent the message. I know where you live, and I know also you keep all my faith inside your heart during the persecution period. It was the first part, it was encouragement. The bad news is coming. But I have a few things against you. You have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel so that they might eat food, sacrifice it to idols, and practice sexual immorality. So also you have some who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Ada, what is that exactly? Who is Balaam and who is Balak? In the Old Testament, to make it short, a king named Balak, and he knows very well that if the people of Israel are coming and they will fight them, 100% they will kill all this city. So what he said, Balak, this, we can say smart. He said like that. He sent it to Balaam, one of the people who was in his city, and he said, you know what? I want that you take anything, any way, to go to the people of Israel and deceive them and try to have a curse on them. So Balaam tried to do many things, three times, but he couldn't. Finally, he went to Balak. I found only one thing, how we can defeat these people of Israel. So he said, how? Tell me. He said, we have to make them sin. They have to fall in sin. They have to leave their God. They have to marry a woman, foreign woman, and they have to go to the idols and worship. After that, they will receive a curse. And it was very strange. And he said, yeah, for sure. If you can't do that, do that. The same message come again to the new, in the first century to the bishop of Bergamos, the angel of Bergamos. And he said, there is some people inside your city try to deceive my people to leave their faith and to sin. Or some bad teachings and say it's not a sin. If you, for example, like go and marry a foreign woman, it's not a sin. Exactly in our days now, I'm not talking about foreign women. No, I'm talking about a foreign ideas. Let's do that at church. Let's do that inside the church. False teachings. From where it's coming? It's coming from outside, from the world. That's why the message was very clear to the angel or to the bishop of this city. Take care about that. You have some people inside your city like Balaam. They try to deceive the people and said there is another idol. Guys, you have to... Okay, the church is a church, but outside is different. And some people, other people come to the church and say, yeah, we have to change our rites in the church. Why we have 2 or 3 hours, a long liturgy? We have to cut it, for example, to only 30 minutes. Or why we have to say all these hymns? Or we have to change our rites in the church. Whatever we have to wear inside the church, whatever we have to do. We are worshiping now different idols. This is that the people like Balaam come to the church and say to us like that. In First Epistle of John, the second chapter, whoever says I know him but does not keep his commandments is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may be sure that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. 3 times Balaam tried to deceive the people of Israel. He couldn't. Only when he was like on the border to let all the people of Israel have the curse from God when he tried to deceive them to leave the right worshipping of God and come to bad. He tried to enter to them some bad teachings and false teachings. Also, when he said an example of Nicolaitans, like he said like that. So also you have some who hold the teaching of Nicolaitans. What Nicolaitans said to the people of Pergamos, you know what? As I said before, you can sin and God will forgive you. When you sin, the body only sin, but your soul is saved. Don't worry about that. So you can sin, you can do whatever you want, but we know that very well, that God is very, very merciful and he forgive you. Don't worry about that. So the people go and sin anywhere. They have bad teachings. The meaning of Nicolaitan means, like the meaning of Nicolaitan, overcomer of the people. And Balaam means rule over the people. You can see how it was very clear that 2 people are inside the church and from the church. They are inside the church, from maybe they are deacons, priests, we don't know. But they try to deceive the people of the church to leave their strong faith. From maybe a couple of months, I met one of the priests from other churches. And when he saw me, so he told me, "Are you Coptic church?" And you're from the Coptic church? I said, "Yeah." So he said, "You know what? I never see a strong church like you. The Russians are very strong, yes. And the Greek Orthodox also too, yes. But you are very strong church among all the churches." From few years ago, I attend a wedding in the States. So it was during the fast of the apostles. So and this day, and this year, it was like 43 days fasting, so too long. So and beside me, after the wedding, we have like to eat all together. So one of the, because it was something, it's a wedding from Anglican church. So one of the Syrian monk was beside me. So I asked for vegetables. And he was beside me and he was eating like meat, like chicken. I was like looking at him like, "Are we fasting now? Like the, I think we have this. I think you have the same fast." Yeah, Florence said, "Yeah, for sure, we have the same fast, the apostle fast." So I said like, "Yeah, but we are still fasting." So he said, "No, yeah, we finished already our fast." I said, "Like, how many days you have?" Like, so he said, 3 days. So I was like laughing. I'm like, "Really? 3 days? And we have 43 days?" So I said to him, like, "Okay, بلاش تصوم كفاية عليكم هاتوا الثلاثة علينا." So I said, I was looking to him like, "Why you are 3 days only?" So he said, "You know what?" He told me a story about what happened and about the people that went to the Pope, their Pope, and they said it's a long fast and we have to cut it all. And the Pope, like, agreed and changed their fasts to be 3 days and also for the other fasts also to, like, to be too small. And he said, like, the monk, he said that, "After we left our fast, we are very weak, church. It's a witness from their church, not from our church." He said that a monk, a Syrian monk, and he said, "After we left our rites and our fasts, we became very weak. You are very strong church because you keep, still keeping all these fasts and these prayers." A false teachings like Balaam or Nicolaitan. Christ confrontation. Then he said, "Therefore repent, if not, I will come to you soon and war against them with the sword of my mouth." And repent. So Jesus Christ sent a message. It was very clear. The first word, the first part, it was try to encourage him and said, "If you are weak, take my word. My word is a sword." Then after that he said, "I know where you are, and I know very well also too, you are very strong at the time during the persecution." The third part he said, "Also you are now very weak because you left my teachings, my rites. And you keep also, some people are saying bad words, or we can say a wrong teachings during among you and among all the people like that." So after that he said, "Okay, if I receive all these messages, okay, what I can do?" It's a normal question. What I can do? So he said, "Repent. Only if I want to go back, I have to repent. I have to come and repent and like under the feet of God, like I say, like Jesus Christ, I say, like, I know that I did a mistakes and I have to repent, come back." So he said like that. He gave him two options: to repent or suffer of consequences. He said like that, "If not, I will come to you soon and war against them with the sword of my mouth." It means the word of God. In Matthew 21, And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple, and he overturned the table of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pagans. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you make it den of robbers." What exactly, why I put this verse here? Jesus Christ is using, if I'm looking, for example, to this verse in the Revelation, the consequences, I'm come and a war against you, it feels like, yeah, really? Jesus Christ would do that? He will go and make a war against these people? I will go back to the gospel and see what Jesus Christ did when he entered to the temple and see what the people did inside. The first time that we can see Jesus Christ was angry. First time in all the four gospels we see that Jesus Christ was angry. Why? Because they changed his house, his home, from a home of worship to another figure, another picture of home or house of God. To sell and sold in anything. That's why when we come to the church, we can't talk about anything else. When we come to the church, we have to talk about only the heaven. We're not talking about anything else. We can't. This is the message coming to Pergamos. Remove all the wrong teachings and wrong things that you are doing inside the church. The challenge. This is Christ's challenge. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on the stone that no one knows except the one who receives it. Who will conquer? Who will listen to me? Who has an ear? We have our ear, but we are not listening to the right message that's coming from God. It's different when I open my ear, my heart, because my heart, it's already connected to my ear, and I have to listen to what God is saying to me. If I'm listening and I conquer, I will eat from the tree of life. He will give me a crown of life, protected me from the second death. What is the manna? If I repent, and he said, repent. If I repent and come back to God, so who will give me, I am now worthy to take the manna from the altar. If I repent, I am worthy now to come back again and take his manna, his body and his blood from the altar. And what is a white stone? Well, he said that. I'll give you a white stone. A white stone is a white heart. If after repentance, my heart, he said that in Ezekiel. He said, I will give you another heart, different heart. Heart of flesh, not heart of stone. So he will give me different heart. Repent. I'm worthy to take his body and be one of him. He will give me a white stone, which is a white heart. And I will be ready to take him inside me. And also he said like that, I will give you a new name. For sure. After repentance, and after I take his body inside me, and he changed my heart to be a white stone, my name is different now. I'm not a person from outside, from the world. Back again to the first name that I take it, or I took it already from the baptism. A new name. When I go the first day, I was baptized. They give me a new name, a different name. In Greece, they are not the the birth, the certificate of birth, it is not the day of birth. It's a day of baptism. A new name. So I receive when I repent, when I go back again, when I am worthy to take his body, and when after that also too, he changed my heart to be a white stone, he will give me another name, back again to the first name of the baptism. The lessons in 2 minutes. What the lessons that I have to receive from the Church of Pergamon? No church can live on its past. I can't open the books of Synaxarion and read, oh, my church was strong. I am one of the church from the beginning, from the first century to now. I am continue also the Synaxarion. That's why when we open the Synaxarion, we wrote again the 21 martyrs in Libya. And we still are written now, we're right now, all the saints everywhere. Go to the monasteries in Egypt and see how many hermits, how many saints we have. I will tell you. Among our congregation, there are saints. They see Saint Mary. They see the Archangel Michael among our congregation. Who are the saints? We are not building our church in the past. We are writing now also to the church now, our Coptic church. If you wanted to be strong, don't listen to the false teachings. Number two, no church can live on courage alone. I love that some other churches, they are working on how to talk and the tone and how to work with the tone and how to work to be like how to influence on the heart. But this is not happen because they are working only on something wrong, not on the faith. So if you listen to any word, any sermon, go deep inside the sermon and see what exactly the message. Is it only working on feelings or is it working coming from the faith? I open any sermon from, I'm not talking about the current priests and bishops now, because there is a lot. And I don't want to mention any names. But go, for example, when you listen to Pop Shenouda. Or any other sermon like Abuna Matta or Abuna Pshoy or many. They are not talking to the feelings. No, they are talking through the Holy Spirit. Number three, no church can live with errors in its midst. We can't see there is a wrong teachings inside us, inside the church, and we have to say wanameli. أنا هاجي الكنيسة, I will come to the church only. أنا will pray, خلاص. No, there is wrong teachings on something wrong. I have to say it's wrong. Number four, no church can live in a divided state forever. I can't come to the church and see two different parts, two different hearts, two different spirits. When we come to the church, one spirit only should be inside the church. And finally, no church can live without word of hope. I am greater than all the elements of the world. Those who eat the living bread and drink the living water will never hunger or thirst again. We are inside the church as a part of heaven. We are taking this power from Jesus Christ. So we have this hope. We are not working with ourselves only. We have to take this as a stone, as a rock inside our in our rights. We can't. I'm a weak, yes, but I'm a strong also, because God is giving me this strength. Finally, my brethren, this is the conclusion that we have from the Church of Pergamos. I'm sorry that I took long a little bit, but I have to finish all that I wanted to send. This is a message that we received from the Pergamos of today. Don't leave your faith or go outside to see, for example, what will make you happy. Nothing will make you happy. The people outside, they try to find something different in their life, but they couldn't find anything. Our happiness, it's coming from my heart, it's coming from Jesus Christ when he dwell inside my heart and give me the happiness. And inside the church also too, I can't leave some people who are giving me wrong teachings. And I have to be strong in that. And I say no. Also, I can't live inside the church with different minds. If they say I am a narrow mind, I will take that compliment. Compliments. Thank you, I'm narrow mind. Yeah, we are open mind. We are not very strict like that. But at least we have to keep the out frame of our church. This is very important to know. May God help us to stand strong in these days also too, and in this world, and to keep our church strong and our faith also strong in our heart. And glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, Ειρήνη πάνση Αγιώς εδρομπή Σαν Μασίχ ابن الله الوحيد وكلمة الأب الإله تعقلون وبطاط قطيانا من قبلنا وقلسا محيلا الذين ففقت من قدس يونس الوطار كل لهم Receive the Holy Spirit to send your remedy to them and those who should retain shall be retained. And I don't know, Sayyidina Makubar Skratam, Taladin Amanun, Phil Kahan, with Kulizwan, Nisakal Mukadas and Ekfruk, Tar, Arbitak, Batatadun. Now also we ask on the entry to goodness of Raman Kanchi, your servants, my father, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before it, Holy, glorious, and sent us, your mercy, lose every one of our sins. If you have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly, or to anguish of heart and deed and word, or from faint heartedness, do master who knows the weakness of men at the good, and from to come, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with the fear and strength and unto your good will. For our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration are due to good Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you at all times and all through ages, over ages. Amen. في خريسوس بنوتي ورون دتيرين مونان تكرين سمنان تكرين كان نوفن اني فور يو توك تي تي غوم بيون ام بيس مون في امان شاني امين مي كاسور دي براي تو ثينك فور يور فادر هارت ان هيفن محبة الله لأبدا وكل نعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا ولم خلصان مسيح شركة موهبة عطية روح قدس تكون مع جميع قددون فيكم امضوا بالسلام سلام الرب يكون معكم أمين.